Hello there. Welcome to Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimak. Today we are going to look at the gospel for Tuesday of the second week of Lent. The third week of Lent. It's all about forgiveness. What exactly is true forgiveness, and why does it matter? You know, it's so important. And forgiveness is a tricky thing. I can tell you, speaking firsthand, there have been times I thought I forgave somebody, and then over time I begin to realize, well, maybe I didn't forgive them as much as I thought I did. I will say this, forgiveness is an act of the will. It's not a feeling. So you can forgive people even if you don't feel anything warm and fuzzy. It's a decision. I might not feel the forgiveness, but I can still do it. But here in this gospel from today's Daily Mass, we're going to see why it is so important to forgive those who may have offended us. So with that in mind, let's get right to it. Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 through 35. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as seven times?" Now, so here's the thing about this. Peter thinks he's being good here. Seven times is essentially the perfect number in the Bible. When you hear seven, that's the number of perfection. And Peter is thinking that, you know, based on the Mosaic law, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, Peter's thinking, well, I'm really raising the bar and I'm excelling at my forgiveness. That's what he thought. And Jesus answered, "I say to you, not seven times, but 77 times." So he essentially takes it up to an infinite number. No matter how many times we have to forgive. "That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold along with his wife, his children, and all his property in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full.' Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, 'Pay back what you owe.' Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back.' But he refused. Instead, he had him put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now, when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you?' Then, in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart." Now, that's a tough gospel, isn't it? Now, also remember something I said earlier. We're not talking about the feeling of forgiveness. So when Jesus says from the heart, it doesn't mean you have to feel it. It means you have to mean it. I really want to forgive so-and-so, but I don't like them very much right now. But I want, because of what Jesus told me, I want to forgive them. And I say to Jesus, please bless them. Please fill them with your grace and your power today and have good things happen to them. You know, you start thinking like that and praying like that, that's true forgiveness. What Jesus is really telling us, look at what God has done to forgive us. Look, by sending his son to die on the cross for us, to redeem us, to save us from going to hell. That's big time forgiveness. He asks us in return, if we want the fruits of that forgiveness, if we want to make it to heaven, if we want to be forgiven, we need to forgive the much smaller offenses which have been committed against us. And again, you don't have to feel it. You just have to do it. So that's the challenge for each of us today. So I would invite you to, with the help of the Holy Spirit, you know, just say, "Come Holy Spirit, help me. Try to identify those offenses you may not have forgiven and choose to forgive today." Okay? God bless.